Welcome to the Living Waters Church podcast.
Hi, welcome to the Living Waters podcast. My name's Ryan and I'm going to be hosting us here. Typically on our podcast, we would have a message and then some prayer. Today we're going to do this a little bit different. Today we're going to hear a story. But be assured that next week we're going to go back to our normal format. Today we're going to hear the story of Ethan Newman. Ethan works here at Living Waters Church as our Willoughby Preteen, Youth, and Children's Director. Ethan, thanks for joining me here today.
Absolutely, Ryan. It's great to be here.
If you haven't had the pleasure of meeting Ethan in person, let me introduce him to you. And let me just say that Ethan is one of the most energetic people that has so much passion for what he's doing. And we really appreciate that, Ethan. Ethan, before we get into your story, one of the exciting things that has happened over the past week here at Living Waters has been our kids camp. So before we get into your story, why don't you tell us about how kids camp has gone this past week?
Yeah, absolutely, Ryan. Kids camp was phenomenal this year. It looked much different than maybe other camps have in the past years, but it was still very exciting to be able to run an adventure camp online. So for those of you who don't know what that looks like, we did an adventure camp online where kids could come and engage with camp. And our slogan for camp was Discover Life Outside the Box. And what our campers were discovering was more about their own spiritual gifts and the gifts that God's given them. One of the beautiful things about camp is I had an opportunity to take part in a small group one day. And in that small group, we were asking kids to identify who they thought were good teachers. And as I asked the question, I was thinking that our campers were going to say, oh, my parents are a great teacher, or my school teacher's a great teacher. But with very little hesitation, one of our campers turned to her friend and said, you know what, I think you're a really good teacher. I think you're a good leader. And that was an awesome thing to see at camp, to see kids at a young age be able to identify spiritual gifts not only in their own lives, but in the lives of their friends, and being able to champion them and encourage them in walking in those gifts.
Well, that's such a great opportunity for us to be able to minister to the children here at Living Waters, but also those in the community that were a part of the camp. Yeah. Thanks for being willing to lead that for us. Now, Ethan, we're going through a series at Living Waters called Love Your Neighbor. And you offer us an interesting perspective in that you are part of our Living Waters team, but you're also new to Living Waters at the same time. And so I want to hear from you what it's been like getting to know Living Waters. Now, you have moved to Langley from Vancouver Island, and you've not only been getting to know a new church, but you've had some fairly significant life change as well. Why don't you tell us about getting to know Living Waters?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll bring you back just a little bit to what you asked, where I came from the island, and go through that super quickly. So born and raised on the island, lived just outside of Victoria, went to church there, grew up in the same church for almost my whole life, and loved my church experience, very involved with youth group and other ways of serving in the church. It was a great experience. Out of high school, I was able to do a six-month missions program called YWAM, Youth with a Mission. I had an opportunity to go down to Salem, Oregon for 3 months and do a DTS, Discipleship Training School, and be able to learn more about the Bible, more about Jesus, and more about who I'm called to be through him. And then we also had an opportunity to go on a three-month mission trip overseas to Southeast Asia, which led me to September coming here. And when I was on YWAM, that's when God actually first opened the door for me to become a part of this Living Waters family. And that's been a real blessing, coming over here as a young adult, as a young man, still wanting to be involved with family life, not only having the opportunity to live with families, but being involved in a church that believes in such a high value of family. I was actually talking to you, Ryan, on Christmas Eve, and that was only 4 short months after I had started at Living Waters, and I said, man, Ryan, this church feels like home. And that's a pretty special thing, that after such a short time, this place felt like home. And the reason that was is because of the family that was brewing, and for me, at least, that I was being invited into. That family had been there long before I came, but being invited in with open arms was a beautiful thing. And I mean, I still think back to that night at Christmas Eve, just the joy that was shared, and it really was a family body.
I remember on Christmas Eve being so concerned. Here, Ethan has come, and he's on Christmas Eve, he's away from his family, and it was so good for my heart to hear that Living Waters had embraced you so much that you felt at home, even on a special time like Christmas Eve. Now, Ethan, the past year has been unique in that half of that year has been in the midst of the COVID pandemic at this point. And so you've had a unique introduction to ministry experience. But in that, how have you been inspired with how the families at Living Waters have been interacting in the midst of the pandemic and moving forward in it?
Absolutely. I mean, it's crazy to me to think that I've already almost been here for a year. Like, it felt like it was just yesterday where I was getting my boots on the ground for the very first time. And it doesn't feel like that long ago when it was January, February, and I was like, oh, I'm starting to get this ministry thing. And then something like a global pandemic comes around and things look a little bit different. But I've been so inspired by our families in the midst of this pandemic, and even in the midst of my whole time working at the church, not only seeing families gathering in responsible ways and still engaging in community life and unity and family, and even seeing something like our kids camp happen. It was online, it looks different, it might be harder to engage, but yet families still invited families, and we saw people from the community engage in a really special way. But the thing that has encouraged me the most, especially over the last 6 months, but also through my course of my time here at Living Waters, is seeing the faith that families walk in. I've been witness to this recently at our Willoughby Chapels. What a great time those have been to be able to gather and talk. But as I've been talking to those families, I've heard and seen how they talk in faith. They talk in hope about what's to come. And it's awesome to see the faith that they talk in. The hope is encouraging because it can be easy to be hopeful for the future sometimes as you hope for what's to come, what's the good things that are to come. But to see the faith that people walk in, knowing that God is good and that he's continuing to move and work in their lives in the midst of uncertain and unprecedented times, that's a beautiful thing.
So, Ethan, let me throw you another question that maybe I haven't prepped you for. What's been some of the most challenging things for you personally? Obviously, you're a young adult who has left home. Mm-hmm. And come and started a new job in a new place. What have been the biggest challenges in doing that?
Yeah, that's a great question. I remember when I came over here, my biggest prayer request was to find community. That was the thing I was asking everyone for prayer for, because this was the first time in my life I had really stepped outside of my home, and I had to discover my life and my community and what that looked like. And that was a challenge when I first came. But very shortly into my time here, I found through the things that I've been through, the ups and the downs in the year that I've been here, that I've had people and families in my corner. And realizing, you start to realize that people are in your corner when you face some of those challenges. When things get harder, there's things that are uncertain, you realize who you have on your team. And it's been great over the year to see who's on my team, and to see that team grow, to see that family grow over this year.
Awesome. Now, let me ask you an easier question. Now, because we're on a podcast, I need to explain to our listeners a little bit about Ethan. If you know Ethan Newman, this will ring true. Ethan is always smiling. And by always, I mean every single moment. I'm pretty sure he sleeps with a big smile on his face. And so this question is maybe an easier one for you, Ethan, but when you think about the future of Living Waters, with the people you've gotten to know in our community, getting to know the culture of our community, when you think about what the future looks like, what gets you really excited about this community?
Yeah, Ryan, as I said earlier, like, the faith that families walk in, that excites me. And excites me so much because it shows that we're a church and that we're a community that isn't afraid for the hard things. We're willing to go through the storms in life and the joys in life together as a team and as a family. So that excites me, knowing that that isn't going to go away, especially seeing that in the times of COVID where everything is heightened and you see a church respond the way it has. That's been beautiful, knowing that that's only going to continue throughout the months to come. Also, for me personally, in the areas of ministry that I get to be a part of with kids and families and preteens and youth, I love what I get to do with these kids and these families. I love engaging in their lives, and I'm only excited to grow in closer relationship with them as the years go on. So if you're a preteen or a youth listening to this, I love you guys, and I hope you guys have a great day.
Awesome. Thanks, Ethan. And let me say to you on behalf of the families and the kids and the preteens and the youth that benefit from your ministry that we want to say a huge thank you to you for coming to Living Waters and pouring your life wholeheartedly into us. We're deeply appreciative of you for having done that. There is a scripture I want to read. It's from Ephesians chapter 5. It says, "Imitate God, therefore, in everything you do, because you are his dear children. Live a life filled with love, following the example of Christ." And when I hear Ethan's story, I feel that we have an example of both a community living a life filled with love here at Living Waters, but also a person in Ethan who's living a life filled with love. And that's a wonderful example for the impact that we can make as a community and as individuals in loving our neighbors and what a difference it can make to those around us. Let's take a moment and pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for the love that you've given us. Thank you for the love that we experience each day from being able to receive from you. And Lord, I would just ask that you would fill us with your love, that we would live lives filled with love that it comes from you. And Lord, thank you for the story of Ethan. Thank you that he has experienced a community here at Living Waters that is full of love and has embraced him. And Lord, thank you for Ethan that he has come full of love and has been able to minister to our community. So Lord, help us to take this example and to be encouraged and lifted up in our excitement about being able to love those around us, because we see that it can truly make a difference in the lives of those around us. In your name, Lord, amen. Thank you for joining us today for the Living Waters podcast. I want to remind you that next week we're going to be continuing our Love Your Neighbor series, speaking about the topic of listening. So we look forward to joining you then. Have a wonderful week.